I dream,
visualize, imagine, and create in my life what matters most to me. This is Dr. Harrell Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. I dream, visualize, imagine, and create in my life what matters most to me. Now, there are two aspects of this, as there are for most things. It's called dualism and dichotomy and that sort of good stuff. Now, you may dream, visualize, imagine, and create in your life what matters most to you, and you do. If you are experiencing a life filled with unhappiness, you have created that. If you have created a life filled of happiness, you have done this. You dream, visualize, imagine, and create in your life what matters most to you. Now, I do that all the time. I dream, visualize, imagine, and create in my life what matters most to me by every single thought that I think. Now, what sort of thoughts are you thinking? Are you thinking thoughts of experiences that are utterly wonderful for you? Or are you thinking thoughts of experiences that are not so wonderful for you? What sort of thoughts are going through your mind? This morning, as I was walking further away from Rex as he was investigating where some international travelers had stopped, I got almost a half mile away, almost close to a full mile. And then I realized that he wasn't by my side, as he always is. And I realized that he perhaps had stopped and was doing his full job investigating that location. And so in my mind, in my thought, I said, "Hi, Rex. I love you. You're here with me. You're fantastic." And what happened? Yes, and there was Rex right next to me. He came dashing up. I saw him as he was coming up the hill there, just running lickety-split to catch up with me. Now, why at just that moment did he come? Why at just that moment did he come dashing up the hillside where I had looked around before once or twice and I did not see him anywhere? Why did just at that moment he come dashing up the hill so eager and so happy? Because my thought. You see, our thoughts are tremendously important. I don't say, "Rex, you belong here with me. Rex, you should be walking with me. Rex, you should be paying attention that you're staying here with me." I don't really care about that. When I choose to be aware of him, for some reason I'm not aware of him, he's in the bushes or something, then I just say, "Rex, how are you doing? Love you. You're right here with me now. I love you." And boom, there he is. And when I say in my heart too, "Come, Rex," just quietly in my thought, he comes and he comes popping up and he comes walking over to me. I mean, he's sitting right now in front of the front door there and he lifted up his head like such a prince or such a king, you know, and he looks out there. He says, "This is my domain and everything I look at is my domain. Everything I survey is my domain." And you can be sure that Rex is saying to himself, "I dream, visualize, imagine, and create in my life what matters most to me." What might be something that matters most to Rex? I'm walking along the path, and I've given him a treat for one reason or another. He's come when he's called or something. And what does he do? I'm walking along, and he walks sideways in front of me, blocking me and saying to me, "Come on now, that was very good. Now, how about another, you know?" And then he'll come and nuzzle into my hand, and he can tell me very clearly what he has in mind. And I get the message very clearly. And sometimes I fall for it, but most of the time I say, "Hey, I make the decision when you get the treats. You don't tell me when to hand treats out to you. I tell you when you have earned the treat." And he gets the message. And so I just take my hand and I hold it up like this, you know, the empty hand, no treat. And so then he dashes off and does his thing. I dream, visualize, and imagine, and create in my life what really matters to me. What, a dog? Yes, a dog. And what about that? A person? Sure. Easy. A relative? Sure. What kind of a stinking wife did I create for myself? That's what you got. What kind of a glorious, fabulous, marvelous wife did I create for myself? That's what I got. You see, whatever we got is what we created for ourselves. And so if we don't like what we have created, then all we do is stop creating that and start creating what it is that we would like to have. So what kind of a wife would you like to have? What kind of a husband would you like to have? What kind of a friend would you like to have? I was thinking, I don't use the word friend because no one person is more important in my life than anybody else. Everybody is unconditionally loved and universally delighted in by me. And so I'm walking up the staircase here, and I said, "Come on, buddy," to Rex as we're walking up there. And I said, "Hey, that's a good name, buddy." Instead of friend, you say a buddy. And a buddy means someone that you have an affectionate attention for, and it can be anybody, you know. You can say, "Well, buddy, I haven't seen you for 200 years. It's nice to see you again," you know. Or, "Well, buddy, see you next time," whenever that may be, you know. And it's a loving, wonderful statement, and it's a wonderful relationship. Many dogs are called Buddy, and these dogs are kind of interesting. And they are really a unique and wonderful being. Now, what kind of a dog do I create? Do I create a buddy, or do I create a little monster who is not cooperative, who doesn't do the things they're supposed to do? Well, if that's what I create, that's what I get. Now, what kind of children do you have in your family? What kind of brothers and sisters do you have? Are they all cooperative and loving and gentle and kind? If that's what you create, then that's what you get. You see, you have to think about them. You dream, visualize, and imagine and create in your life what matters most to you. Now, what kind of a brother, sister, aunt or uncle, cousin, mother, and father would you create for yourself? Would you create one who is not very nice to you, which was always picking on you, always giving you a hard time? We watched a space camp movie last night, and in the space camp movie, the one girl said to her instructor, "You're always picking on me. You're making it so hard on me. I can't think and I can't do anything because I feel like you're picking on me. Well, now, why did she have that feeling? Because this is how she created her life. This is how she created her mother and father. This is how she created all the teachers in school. And every one of them gave her such a hard time, she didn't feel good about herself at all. And so the leader of the space camp, who was telling her, she said, "I see in you me when I was your age. And I see in you not only the potential of being everything that I am, but being more. And I am going to do everything I can to encourage you and help you to accomplish whatever the goal is that you have in your life." And immediately the girl thought, "Wow, this person really does care about me." And so she turned around and took a totally different picture of herself, a totally different attitude about herself. And in that totally different attitude, she became very successful in being a space cadet and in taking the responsibilities that had happened to fall into her lap, because she was good. But she wanted to always be right, instead of realizing you flow as a team, especially on the space capsule. Now, are you ready to dream, visualize, and imagine whatever you want in your life and create it as that beautiful thing that you want? If you are, and if you do, then now is the time to start putting those causes in motion that'll bring about the results that you want, that'll bring about the joy and the happiness and the peace and the harmony and the love that you think is important in your life. I know it is in mine. And I create Rex that way, and I create my three girls here on campus that way, and I create everything in that wonderful way, and it's a exciting, it's an exciting adventure. So, have a lovely day, and let your instant illumination soar to the heights of your marvelous consciousness. I love you, I love you, I love you.
Love you, love you.